So I get to lead today.
Which is a rare occurrence.
I know, right? I'd get my dance shoes out and we'd go maybe take a trip down memory lane to your grandparents' golden wedding anniversary.
We can't always talk about that.
I love citing it because it's so funny, because I love to lead, in fact. But
interestingly though, because we're both leaders.
Yeah.
It's tricky sometimes.
It's a bit tricky. But we always find an amicable solution.
Yeah.
And it hasn't come to fisticuffs yet or anything like that. Not yet, so we're doing okay. So in terms of leading today, you mentioned the W word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, so a little bit of context for all you listening and watching. I have seen a very recent spike in translation jobs relating to the topic of whistleblowing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Specifically in Germany, and there's been such an uptick in the amount of jobs coming in just to do with whistleblowing.
Just whistleblowing.
Yeah. That I think someone somewhere has royally crapped the bed. All the other businesses in Germany have got, shit, better not let that happen here. Right, let's up our whistleblowing game. Because this is completely unscripted, just off the bat, how do you feel about whistleblowing in general? Just general thoughts.
Just
response. Anything, because I really have no idea what I want to say. I want you to give me something, and I think we can work from it.
I feel like a lot of steps have to go wrong in order for you to feel the need that that's the only solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, so internally, like let's say in a company, if that's your only out, if that's in your head, the only logical step, then how many things must have gone wrong beforehand? So how many opportunities must have been missed or overlooked from an employer's perspective and from an employee's perspective?
Yes.
So there's zero communication, probably zero transparency. Mm-hmm. How many things have to go wrong before you resort to that crucial step that then spills everything.
Absolutely. Beautifully put. Because the thing I'm struggling with at the moment, although I am very grateful for the work, it is lovely.
Keep them coming. We love whistleblowing. Right.
But I just struggle with it because I feel like Germany has reached this point, and these jobs are all from Germany. They're not from Austria. They're not from Switzerland. Germany's reached a point where it's sort of mass paranoia is sort of sweeping the German corporate world, and that I just feel that people are being, under the guise of speaking up, people, I think, are really being encouraged to grass each other up.
Mm. Yeah, that's the danger, isn't it?
And I find it deeply unsettling. Mm. I really do. I mean, there's always a caveat that has to be translated with every job that says, you know, anybody found to be misusing this particular channel of confidence and trust will, you know, of course, have to anticipate or expect to be reprimanded for that kind of behavior. But apart from that, everybody keep grassing each other up.
Mm.
And I just find it odd because it's so at odds with my experience of corporate life here in the UK and everything that goes with it, you know, compliance being a big issue, for example.
Yeah.
But as an outsider looking in, and I've worked a couple of, albeit a little while ago, but I've worked in a couple of corporate environments in the UK before we went and started our own company. The concept of just grassing up your co-workers or your boss or your boss's boss for some perceived infringement was just unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it odd. And I would like for anybody listening to this to offer their thoughts and insights and by contacting you, for example, or say on Instagram or LinkedIn, to see what experience they've had. Because I don't know whether this is something that is just box ticking and, you know, companies, because they need to be accredited and certified a certain way, they need to have a whistleblowing system in place, or whether people are then actively going about and telling tales on their co-workers, and whether this is in some way perhaps making the working atmosphere in companies that much more toxic. Because I look at this apparatus that many companies are now putting in place, and we're talking all company sizes.
Yeah.
And I just think I would feel deeply uncomfortable working in a German company where I thought that there's a chance that somebody might look at me doing something, no matter how innocuous, no matter how harmless it is, you know, and they go, oh, Daniel shouldn't have done that. I better just put a little compliance note in the whistleblowing box, and so they can have a word with him. It feels like a police state.
Yeah.
Within a company, and I would be curious to know people's thoughts on this, and I don't know whether it really has the effect that's being desired. What do you think?
Yeah, it's really subjective, isn't it? Because then, where do you draw the line? Or Peter's taking a company pencil home. I saw him.
Little fucker. I saw him take that. Yeah, I'm going to grass him.
I don't know, somebody's taking some confidential documents home. They maybe shouldn't have. Or even worse, our company policy or like our suppliers are sourcing from unethical companies. Where do you draw the line? And for me, it smacks in the face of everyone trying to be introducing flat hierarchies and transparency.
Yeah.
And we're just a big happy family, and everything then I'm working through, yeah, I'm having to read in any given day, where people go, or my clients go, oh, look at our new website. Like we've published a new careers page, or we've published a new, I don't know, subsection. And can you read it, please? And I go, nobody cares, because it's so inauthentic.
Yes.
We'd hope you're a transparent company. We'd hope that we're on good terms.
Yes, sure.
You'll never be my family. Just tell me a story,
yeah,
that I can be part of something bigger. So, yeah, it's interesting because you're translating all the internal stuff that,
yes,
actually happens, yeah, and I'm translating and writing copy for the external shiny,
yeah,
image and presentation.
And there really is a disconnect there. It's a big disconnect between the, you know, we're a happy-go-lucky, tolerant, inclusive, diverse company, and we welcome everybody, and you'll be so looked after here. To when you actually translate the nitty gritty, and it,
yeah,
says, if you are deemed to be in breach of any number of regulations, you will be the subject of an investigation. And,
yeah,
I think this is taking a darker turn for German business in general, because rather than taking a more level-headed approach, and if you know, a line manager were, for example, to see a type of behaviour that was not ideal. Say somebody took a block of paper home, right?
Yeah.
Printing paper, so their kids can draw on it. I've never done
Stealing.
That. Yeah. Rather
grass them up.
Grass them up, rather than...
Fuck them.
Fuck them hard. Yeah, rather than have them the subject of an internal investigation, you know, an Englishman would just go... Don't do that.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Just go and buy your own fucking, yeah, paper, you cheapskate, okay? And so it's just interesting. And again, I'll leave it in the room, and I'll invite people to comment on this and to submit their own questions, whether they've been on the receiving end of the sharp stick of employee investigations, you know, because somebody's grassed them up and they hadn't done something, or somebody grassed them and they had done something, and what the consequences of that were. Say, mm-hmm, if there were any reprisals, as you were the party that did report something, and whether you felt disadvantaged because of that. Because again, that's the other thing. That's the flip side of every translation job I do. There will be zero reprisals for anybody who submits anything in good faith. And I'm reading
good faith
it.
Is always a bit relative.
That's
right. Right.
Very flexible term. And I'm reading it. I'm like, bollocks.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the powers that be will know who submitted stuff, because they always offer the capacity to submit anonymously, but invariably there comes a point in any investigation where a certain amount of verification or further detail is needed, and so eventually to get it to any meaningful conclusion, the whistleblower will have to be forthcoming with who they are.
Mm.
And I just don't believe it in any other way that it's possible. I just don't believe it. And to then, if nothing were to come of, say, an investigation, I just don't believe that there wouldn't be reprisals. So I'd be really interested to hear people's take on this, because,
yeah,
this is very much a hot topic at the moment in Germany.
Yeah.
in all shapes and sizes of company. So
yeah. And it's really interesting to see the difference. I'm wondering if it's a cultural difference, or it just so happens that it tends to be more in German companies and we haven't seen it in UK companies. Or maybe we're just completely in the blind as to what's going on in the UK. But
I don't know. I'm on the fence. It's something I don't know enough about of UK business culture, but I have worked here long enough.
Yeah.
And I work with people who work in salaried employment in different shapes and sizes of company. Yeah. And it's not an issue that's ever been raised or I've ever come across in any meaningful form. So, yeah. Anyway, food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought. Love it. So, yeah, anything you feel like adding, or should we leave it at that?
Well, I think we can leave it at that. I think we're pretty good.
Nice. Cool. In which case,
till next time.
Till next time.
Bye.